You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. The de Blasio administration has released an ambitious cultural plan for New York City aimed at expanding inclusiveness and diversity at the city's art institutions. Officials say the plan, Create NYC, comes after dozens of focus groups and feedback from nearly 200,000 New Yorkers. Here now to talk about the plan's goals and its implementation is the city's Cultural Affairs Commissioner, Tom Finkelpearl. Welcome back to WNYC, Tom.
Thank you very much.
So what is the goal in creating this cultural plan?
New York City is the biggest local arts funder in America, by far, arts and culture. After the federal government, there's New York City, and there's really nobody in third place. But we've never comprehensively looked at the cultural offerings in New York City, where it happens, where it doesn't happen. And so we went out, we had 418 meetings, I think, with tens of thousands of people to really take the temperature and see what people feel they need, what they have, what's great about the cultural life, and what's lacking.
What do we mean when we say cultural life in New York City?
So when we talk about arts and culture in New York City, we're not just talking about, arts organizations, fine arts, et cetera. We're also talking about zoos and gardens. We're talking about the for-profit world and the non-profit world. So there might be a music club where a musician works, or a for-profit theater on Broadway and a non-profit theater off-Broadway or whatever. It's really a cultural ecosystem. So this is a comprehensive plan that gave us a really kind of 360-degree understanding of what's happening in arts and culture in New York City.
It is an ambitious plan. It covers a lot of issues, from affordability to arts education to artists themselves. Implementing it will involve a lot of different agencies, the city council, advocates. What needs to happen to make the plan a success?
In 5 years, if the cultural life of New York City is still as exciting, resilient, and fantastic as it is where it's currently existing, and those parts of the city and those communities in the city that don't have as much cultural offering, if they have more and we've kind of filled in the gaps, that's a success.
One big goal is to make cultural institutions more diverse, both the people attending as well as the staff. And one thing we heard from Mayor de Blasio is that diversity will be a factor in funding decisions made by the city. So tell us a little more about how that will work.
Yeah, so the first thing that's going to happen, we're going to ask those institutions how they address diversity and inclusion and equity on their staffs and in their programming. That'll be one of the questions amongst the questions that they have to answer. And that'll be taken into consideration in their funding. We're also going to ask cultural organizations to report on the diversity of their staff. And when we say diversity, we mean racial and ethnic diversity. We also mean disability and gender identification. So that'll be all the first year, reporting on their diversity and this new question. And then the second year, we're going to be requiring the cultural institution group to adopt diversity and inclusion plans. So we're going to spend a lot of time this year talking to everybody about what plans work, how plans work, what's effective, and then requiring the big institutions where a lot of our money goes to adopt these plans.
Some artists worry that the plan won't do enough to create actual policies that will make the city more affordable for them to live and work here. What will this plan do to tackle the ongoing affordability crisis in New York City?
So there are a couple of aspects of affordability for artists, and one is, it helps to have an affordable studio. We are committed to building hundreds of affordable studios. That's an ongoing thing. The other thing is just straight up money to artists, individual artist grants. That's going to be tripled in this budget. So there's going to be $1 million extra of grants to artists.
And the plan has short-term goals and long-term goals. When should we start to see some evidence of success on each of those?
So, the short term, this is a city report. Short term is within the first year. Medium term is within 4 years, and long term is 10 years. So there's stuff where, we're rolling out initiatives right now. There's stuff that's going to be happening, in the fall. We're going to be starting a cultural cabinet. So some of the kind of coordination stuff is going to happen immediately. The grant making will happen this year, this fiscal year. To the individual artists. There's going to be a lot of stuff, I think, happening quite quickly.
Tom Finkelpearl, New York City's Cultural Affairs Commissioner, thank you so much.
Thank you.